Stand for the reading of God's Word, please. Matthew 5, 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Father, we come to you today and we are thankful, thankful for your word, thankful for your light. Help us now to listen. May we have ears to hear. We ask your blessing upon Pastor Seidel as he brings this message. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
There's six below at our house this morning. Amen. And my wife said, I'm not going to church. Too cold. Yeah, she wasn't feeling that great, but I'm glad you're here and brave the weather. When we lived in Cody, in fact, as Ron said this morning, this reminds me of Cody. We had one big snowstorm. I mean, it was just horrendous. I said, well, nobody will be here today. We had the biggest crowd that morning we'd ever had because everybody had to get out and see if they could get through the snowdrifts. So I'm glad you're here. The message this morning is the foundation for the series that we're going to be teaching through the month of February and probably part of March. This lesson that I'm teaching this morning, I have taught all across the United States, literally. Most of the time, it has been received with joy and rejoicing, sometimes received with resentment and not with acceptance. On one occasion, I taught this lesson to a group of about 30 pastors in San Francisco. And my question that I'm going to ask you this morning, and this is the main question, what is our light? What is your light? Does this work now? Really? Surprise. I see the light on, so I thought that was odd. Now, when I ask this question, what is your light? It says, let your light, in Matthew 5:16. Am I on that thing? There it is. I better get this clicker going. You see, I haven't done this for a long time, so I have to get myself organized. I'm wearing a sport coat this morning, and everybody is saying, well, you look like a preacher today. Well, what did I look like other days? I don't know. Anyway, our verse this morning is, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Would you say that with me today as a congregation? Begin. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I've asked this question, what is your light? To literally, and I'm not exaggerating, thousands of people. Over the course of my ministry, I've taught this. I learned it early in my life, and I've taught this lesson, and I have yet to find individuals or even groups or churches or pastors who can answer the question, what is your light? Given a chance to answer that question, we often guess. We sing, and I sang it when I was a little boy. In fact, I want to tell you something. When I began to go to Sunday school and the Vacation Bible School, I started when I was about 9 years old, and I remember going to Vacation Bible School, And you know how the teachers at VBS teach the children to memorize verses. Well, in this particular case, they had some of those little nets that you get grapes in, and used to get grapes in. And they had this, every time you learned a verse, it had a fish. It was a fish, and you put it in the little net. Well, my first verse that I ever learned was Matthew 5:16 when I was 9 years old. So this verse has been in my life many, many years. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine all over Thermopolis town, I'm going to let it shine. Shine all over Thermopolis. How many of you have ever sang that? Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. See, you could all sing that. But the question I have is, what is our light? We talk about letting our light shine, but what is our light? So, this is going to be the lesson. What is your light? Now, it's a big question. It's a very important question. Let your light shine. What is our light? Now, if you've heard me teach this lesson before, you cannot participate in this experiment that I'm going to ask. And I want you to respond today. It's okay to do that. And we don't have a microphone for you, so you'll tell me what you think, and then I'll repeat it so the rest of the church can hear it. What do you think when it says, let your light so shine before men? What do you think our light is, or your light is? Would you raise your hand and tell me what you think that is? Raise your hand. I'm going to let my light shine. What do you think it is, Doug?
God. The Bible says that God is light, so I understand that.
Okay, your answer is God. God is light. All right, good question. Have a good answer. Yes, Annabelle.
Our love for Jesus and our love for others.
Your love for Jesus, our love for others, okay? Someone else, just raise it. You can't give a wrong answer. It might not be a right answer. Carol.
My witness to others.
Your witness to others.
You'll say testimony of the way you live your life.
The testimony of your life, all right? Anybody else want to be brave? Tom?
I think it's your attitude.
Attitude, okay. Well, some of you are close. Close but no exact right. Fooled you, didn't I? Just for fun, I looked through the internet. I wanted to see what others thought. To see if some of the articles knew the right answer. I typed in, what is the light of Matthew 5:16? I didn't get any answers that were right. An evangelist that Pastor Leturco and Pastor Newhouse knew as well as myself was named Fred Barlow. We called him Machine Gun Barlow because he preached like a machine gun. I mean, didn't he, Pastor? And that was what we called him. But he said this literally hundreds of times in my presence. We read things optically correct but mentally wrong. Optically correct but mentally wrong. So I want you to write that down and never forget it. Read it to yourself over and over. And when you read the scriptures, don't just read it optically correct, but mentally right. Mentally right. What is your light? I have a lot of answers. And we must analyze this question. What is the right one? Now, I'm going to be blunt with you. Carol was closer. But nobody else, and you didn't get it just right either, but you're close, okay? So you can eat for free today. But honestly, people, I want you to know when you leave here what your light is. First, it's your light. See it? What is your light? It isn't my light. It isn't somebody else's light. It isn't a general light. It's your light. Now, I want to ask you this question.
Doug, you were close too. We'll give you a little credit for that. All right? But not a full credit. You only get half credit. All right. You understand that. Let's analyze it. What is God's light? Let's answer that. What is God's light? I may take a little time. I may pill a Caleb this morning. I don't know. What is God's light?
His love.
Huh?
His love.
His love? Wrong.
His holiness.
What is it?
It's his conduct and the way he behaves.
Wrong. What is God's? I mean, I can say wrong to you people. It's okay. What is God's light?
Character,
wrong. What? No, you can't participate, Pastor. I told you that. All right. If I want to know something about God, do I go to you? No, I don't. Where do I go? To the Bible, right? What is the Bible?
The Word of God.
His Word, right? Am I right in saying God's light is His Word? All right, so that's God's light. If that's true, and there's a parallel to that, if God's light is His Word, then if that's true, and it is, if I want to know about you, I listen to your words. If I want to know anything about you, all I got to do is listen. What comes out of our mouth, I didn't say your mouth, I said our mouth, is a reflection of what is in our heart. As I said, that really ought to scare us. Kindness or anger, praise or criticism, filth or sweetness. Now, you know, all of those things are come out of us, don't they? And that's our word. So our word is our light. Now listen to the word of God. O generation of vipers, Matthew 12:34. How can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. You want to know about God? Go to His Word. You want to know about somebody else? Listen to him. You say, well, Pastor, you need to watch them. No, you need to listen to them, because they will tell you what they are. Jude 1:16, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of our advantage. So our light is our word. What we say is our light. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 5 again very quickly. You're the salt of the earth. So he makes comparison here. If salt has lost its savor or saltiness, it's good for nothing to be trod underfoot of men. Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You know that when you're coming into a town and you, no matter if it's day or night, you see lights. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And then he ends this little phrase with saying, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let me prove this a little further. You remember people by what they said. If somebody calls you a name, you will remember that. And you remember, I'm going to say family members, even your mother or your father, if they said something mean to you, you remember that. You remember when your teacher in school, instead of complimenting you, spoke harshly to you. People can curse you, and you I'm telling you right now, I remember what people say. Over the years, I've literally called and knocked on thousands and thousands of doors. Sometimes I can still, Pastor, remember the rebuke. I never was rebuked so bad as I have been in California. They would call you, ladies and gentlemen, they would call you anything and everything. And you know what? When you left that, you just cringed because of what they said, what their light shined at you. And that's what we remember about people. If I say a foul word or tell a dirty story, that is my light shining. If I praise the Lord or give praise, it reflects on who I am. So, I'm getting behind in this. Shine before men. How do we let our light shine? We open our mouth. We speak. We talk. Again, reading it optically correct as mentally correct. This verse says, our light, which is our word, is to reflect our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. So what are our good works? Because this light is to reflect our good works. See your good works. So what are our good works? They are evident in everything we do. If you hold the door open because I'm old, that reflects on a good work. You're supposed to laugh there. If you're kind to someone, that's a good work. If you encourage someone, that's a good work. A deeper good work is if you mow somebody's grass, shovel snow, or pull someone off a snowbank. It chalks up as a good work. Do we understand that? That's your good work. Now, I have to admit that often it's not so easy to show good works and glorify God. If you have had good work shown to you, you can look back and remember them. I need, we're going to do a pantomime here now, and I need Pastor as my helper. So Pastor is going to be, and I'll let you stand here at the pulpit. And this is he's a clerk in a hardware store. Okay? Now in this illustration, I just am going to buy this wrench from this clerk. And I will give him some money, and he's going to give me back change. Okay? Do you understand that? Clerk, hardware store, I'm going to buy a wrench. This wrench costs me $8. Now, you know what kind of change he's going to give back, so we're going to do this. Now, so I'm coming. I've been shopping. I pick up this wrench, and I go up to him.
Hello, sir. Did you find everything you needed today?
I think I did. I see your name's Tony. I think I want this wrench.
Okay. That'll be $8.
Okay. I have a 10 here, sir.
Okay. And see, here's your change.
Okay. Now, he gave me this change. Okay. And
thank
I
you for
looked,
shopping at White Horse.
Yeah. You're welcome. Now, look what he gave me, people. Okay. Now, I said, and I'm going to lay it back down on the counter. I said, and I put my hand on it, and I said, sir, you gave me the wrong change.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you did. You gave me too much.
Oh. Well, thank you for being honest. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That would come out of my paycheck.
Okay. Did I show good works? Amen. Who got the glory in this?
You did.
Now, get that right, Roger. Would you keep quiet for a while? Now, in this scenario, I did the right thing. I got the wrong change. I gave the right change to him. I said, you gave me too much. And he acted just like most clerks would. Well, thank you. That would have come out of my check. Now, we're going to do it the right way. And watch the right way. Can I have my money back?
Mm-hmm. It's right here. Would you like
and my ranch. So, same scenario. And would you hold your money up when you give it to me so the people can see it. So I got my wrench. I think that'll work out fine. It's a crescent wrench. Okay. Hello.
Hey, thank you for coming in. Did you find everything you needed?
Yeah, I think I want that wrench, sir.
Okay. That'll be $8, sir.
It's going to fall off there, so I'll just take it there. $8. I have a 10 here, sir.
Okay. Well, here's some change back for you. Thank you for shopping at White Horse.
What did he do? Gave me the wrong change, didn't he? So I put my hand on it. Now remember that. That's important. Sir, you gave me the wrong change.
Oh, I think you're mistaken. I think I gave you the right change.
No, you gave me too much.
Oh.
So I'll give you that back. The change was only $2.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You know, before I became a Christian, I'd have kept that. But now that I'm saved and know Jesus as my Savior, I want to be an honest man.
Well, amen.
Then I walk away. See the difference in the scenario? I let my light shine, glorifying my works, but glorifying God. So I did that wrong. I said I let my light shine, showing my good works, glorifying God. Now, in the first scenario, I got the credit. The clerk saw me go away, said, well, there goes an honest man. This time, when I go away, he's got the idea and he knows that I'm a Christian. I identified with God. If you remember the last two lessons we've had on a Sunday morning, they have been about identification. If this happens to you, and it generally will after I've taught this lesson, I don't know how many times people come back and say, Pastor, you taught that lesson on Sunday, and I had that happen to me yesterday. And if this happens to you, you put your hand over the money, and you say, you gave me the wrong change. And they're always going to be defensive. Roll your hand back, say, you gave me too much. And then do the same thing, however you want to phrase it, but be sure to give God the glory for your honesty. Now, honesty today in our culture has gone willy-nilly. And so my next point is, glorify your Father which is in heaven. I taught this lesson at Heritage Baptist Church in Antioch, California many years ago when Pastor John Mincy was pastoring there. And that night a lady came to me after the service and with her son, and she said she stopped for a loaf of bread after church. She got the wrong change, so she did exactly what I said to do. She had her said, you gave me the wrong change, and the clerk said, and most clerks will say that, oh, thank you very much. That would have come out of my check. And so she did that, and they got in the car, and her son said, Mama, it's a good thing Pastor Seidel taught that lesson, isn't it? Or you would have kept that money. Oh, me. On another occasion, I was out at night driving home, getting out of fuel, driving a car, pulled into one of those like we used to have late night gas stations. It was pretty late at night, around 12. And I pulled up, filled up the vehicle, walked in, and there was a ranch lady. I'm going to use a phrase, and if it offends you ladies, I apologize ahead of time. She was just a tough old gal. And I had a tract with me to give her, and I paid for it, and she gave me the wrong money, and I put my hand over it. And I said, ma'am, you gave me the wrong change. She gave me too much, I think a dollar or two, whatever. And she said, no, I didn't. You know, rough, tough. And I rolled my hand back, and she said, blankety blank, 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 I did. And I said, you know, before I was a Christian, I'd have kept that money, but now that I know the Lord Jesus as my Savior, and I try to do that every time this happens. I want to be an honest man. And then I gave her one of my Bar None tracts. And here's what she said. I get hundreds of these every month, but I never read them. I just throw them in the wastebasket. But I will read this, and these were her words, because you have shown me that you practice what you believe. Letting your light shine on your good works glorifies your Father which is in heaven. I went out into the car and I shared with Lois what had happened, and we saw the lady sit down and begin to read the gospel tract. And we prayed for her. And I prayed that she might have received Christ as her Savior. Now, this works a lot of ways in our country. When we buy something and it costs $15 and the clerk rings up $13, you correct them and say the same thing. You know, before as a Christian, I'd have been glad for that extra $2, but I want to be honest because I know the Lord is my Savior. That's not hard to do, people. That's letting your light shine. Are you getting it? Your word is your light, which reflects on your good works and glorifies your Father, which is in heaven. You say to me, I'm a silent witness. My friend, you and I know there's no such thing as a silent witness. If you go into a courtroom, you've seen an accident, you're brought before the court as a testimony of what's there, and you're in the witness chair. I've watched a Matlock, so I know how that goes. And you're sitting there, and the prosecuting attorney said, did you see that accident over on I-80? Smiling doesn't do it. You've got to open your mouth and tell what you know. And I'm just emphasizing this morning, it's really not that hard. And if you're scared to death about it, by the time you get through our class called the Ladder Method of Witnessing, we're going to go up the rung and get you over your fear or your hesitancy on every rung. We don't open our mouth and speak for the Lord. We just don't, people. I'm telling you, I know we have a fear. You know, I've never read in the newspaper where Harvey Seidel was convicted and sent to prison because he talked about Jesus. Now, this is America yet, so you still have that privilege. Now, I have heard this many years ago, and many of you have heard me say it over and over. God is looking for people to bless who will give the glory to Him. Let me repeat it. God is looking for people to bless who will give the glory to Him. Would you say it with me? God is looking for people to bless who will give the glory to Him. Whatever we do, we let our light shine to bring glory to God. Our Heavenly Father does not want us to take glory to ourselves. And that's why He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, there's a lot of illustrations about this, and in our class, we will go through probably many that you've never thought about before. Now, my goal this morning, as I told Pastor Caleb, is for you to understand the importance of letting your light shine. And I know this class sounds fearful, but it isn't. It's really a fun class. And we had a lot of fun this morning. Thank you for participating. And I want to give you an invitation this morning, living for Jesus. And if you're here this morning and God has spoken to your heart about the importance of letting your light shine, I would like you to come at the invitation. Brother Caleb is going to lead us in this today, living for Jesus, a life that is true. Would you stand with me as we sing together? Brother Gary is going to be baptized, and I'll meet you in the baptistry. But Pastor and Caleb will give the invitation.